This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. This is Mike Adams, the publisher of naturalnews.com, publisher of pandemic.news. As well, March 21st, I've got an update, kind of an announcement, really. And this is just a spontaneous announcement, not scripted, but it really just struck me today when we see all these other independent media publishers claiming that this pandemic is a hoax. And they are, in essence, breeding complacency. They're almost encouraging people to avoid the social distancing measures that are so crucial to preventing the spread of this virus. There is something totally broken with not just mainstream media, as we've seen these past years, as they would fabricate fake hoaxes against Trump, but also there's something broken with alt media and independent media, where it's very clear to me now that there are some publishers, and I'm not here to name names today, but there are some publishers that clearly just see this pandemic as some kind of opportunity for entertaining counter views or something, just to be against the mainstream narrative. So it's like if the New York Times says 2 + 2 = 4, which happens to be correct, of course, then some independent media publishers would say, no, 2 + 2 = 7, just because they have to oppose the New York Times, even when the New York Times might be correct on a subject. And I don't know what these other publishers are thinking. It was some kind of game, some kind of clickbait race or something. In my mind, we are so far beyond that. We're looking at the end of human civilization as we know it. The amount of things that are collapsing, the reconfiguration that's going to take place, the number of lives impacted, the number of people that are going to die, which looks like it's going to be millions globally. This is not some game. And when I wake up every day right now, I say to myself that as a platform that has influence and a large audience, I have a responsibility to get this story right. I have a responsibility to encourage people to stay home, to practice social distancing, to boost their nutrition so that they can help stop the spread of this virus, even to listen to the president. And when he says, stay home and stop going to work, that's actually good advice and that we should do that. And I see these other publishers that are just saying, oh, the whole thing is a hoax. And some of them are even echoing communist Chinese propaganda, which is that, oh, Beijing is all back to work. Everything's fine in Beijing now, that, you know, or Wuhan, all of China is 100% back, they say. Nonsense. That's straight up Beijing propaganda. That's communism, you know, communist payroll propaganda right there. Who is thinking that China is telling the truth, except for those who are being paid by China? And you know, there's another very important point in this, which is that we cannot tackle this virus unless we begin to think about others. Because this is a communicable disease, we have to begin to think, if we're not already thinking, about how we interact with others and the structure of social society. And where we have so many people now that are just about individualism, which is great in normal times. You know, I'm a rugged individualist myself, you might say. You know, live in rural Texas. I live on a farm and take care of myself. But even I can see that we can't deal with this virus unless we really think about the impacts on others and not just ourselves. Because even if we are not killed by this virus, we could become carriers and we could inadvertently infect others who are more vulnerable than we are. We could be the carrier that ends up killing somebody else. And yet we see so much of this individualism to the point of a danger to others in society because we have this communicable disease. And just as a demonstration of this, I was on the Alex Jones show recently when Owen Schroyer was hosting, and Owen was asking me, he said, well, hey, we don't shut down the economy because there are millions of babies aborted every year. And we don't shut down the economy because there are hundreds of thousands of people killed by pharmaceuticals. Why should we shut down the economy over the coronavirus? And my answer was, well, Owen, because abortions are not communicable and prescription drug deaths are not communicable. They don't grow exponentially. Yes, they're real. And yes, abortions are really happening, millions a year, I think, in the United States. And that is horrifying. And I've spoken out against that repeatedly, but that is not a communicable disease. And it struck me, not to say anything against Owen himself, but he's just a representation of the fact that so many people don't get this, that this spreads from person to person. This is a communicable disease. And since society is structured in a social manner, it means that the structure of society is the structure through which the virus travels in order to infect others, which means we cannot merely think about ourselves. We have to think about others. I know this point should seem obvious, but in the independent media, seemingly there aren't many of us who have arrived at this conclusion that other people matter. We need to protect the elderly. We need to protect the vulnerable. And one of the best ways we can do that is to stay the F home, as they say. Don't spread the virus, but also have good nutrition so we can be more immune to it and so that we can avoid catching it and we can avoid becoming symptomatic or spreading it. This is a time to be an adult all across society. It's time for us to put away the childish notions of, oh, I want to go to the beach, mommy. You know what? Stay the F home. You don't need to go to the beach. What we need to do right now is hunker down so that we can protect the vulnerable, so that they don't get infected. And for God's sake, those publishers out there saying that this is a hoax, they are so irresponsible. They are the reason. I tell you, if the DOJ seizes websites in this pandemic and shuts them down, they are the reason why. Because they are irresponsibly encouraging people to believe that this isn't even real. That is highly irresponsible. That can get people killed in a pandemic. I would never use my website to spread disinformation to get people killed. Everything that I do is about helping protect life and liberty. Life and liberty. And no, liberty doesn't mean that you just do whatever the heck you want to do, running around infecting everybody because you have the freedom to lick toilet seats and cough on vegetables in the grocery store. If you think that's liberty, you don't understand the principle of personal responsibility that goes along with liberty. You can't have liberty without responsibility. But we have so many people today arguing for liberty. Well, I have the right to walk around town and sneeze on doorknobs and whatever. Actually, you don't have that right. You don't have the right to yell fire in a crowded theater either. Your rights and liberties have to be exercised with a sense of personal responsibility toward others, especially in a time of a communicable disease, a pandemic that has killed, as of this recording, over 11,000 people. You have a responsibility, and you see, if you don't exercise your responsibility as an adult, then you know what? The government's going to treat you like a child, which means martial law. So if martial law comes down, you know why? It's because people won't act like adults. It's because people are wandering around the streets saying, oh, it doesn't apply to me. I'm an individual. I've got my freedoms. I got my liberty. You can't tell me to stay home. Well, now you childish moron, now you have guns on the streets. You have the National Guard or the military on the streets because idiots like you wouldn't stay the F home. You refuse to act like an adult, so the government will treat you like a child. That's what martial law is. If everybody would just act like an adult, even if you have to fake it for a little while, then the government's not going to respond with martial law. The reason they go there is because they're adapting to the lack of, you could say, common sense compliance with suggestions, that lack of going along with what we need to do, which is stay home, stay off the streets for this period of time. the government wouldn't need martial law if people would just do the right thing. And so martial law is a response to people who are too stupid to be allowed to run around infecting everybody else. That's what martial law is. And it's bizarre listening to people who voted for Trump say, oh my God, we're going to have martial law. Government's going to come take us over. Well, if you don't trust Trump, why did you vote for him? You know, we went under national lockdowns in World War II. And guess what? We emerged from that. I mean, the government took over industry. The government took over the economy. And by the way, at that time, the government told people, grow food in your front yard. It was called a victory garden. That's something Trump should do right now, in my opinion. The government told people, buy war bonds because we need money to build tanks, you know, and train troops and build battleships and whatever else. Bullets and bombs and Band-Aids and bean soups and all the bees. And the American people bought war bonds. The American people gathered scrap metal for World War II. Did you know that? The government said, we need metal. We need copper. We need steel. We need aluminum. Everybody gather up all your metal. And people did all over the country. They took even metal furniture and tools and things that they needed. They sacrificed the metal at collection centers all across the country. And the metal was recycled and made into battleships and tanks and bombs and rifles and things that America needed to defeat fascism. And there was a sense of national sacrifice because we're fighting for a common goal, our very survival as a culture. And yet today, when Trump says, just stay home, some American people say, no, I'm not going to stay home. I shouldn't have to stay home. I got my rights. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to go infect others because that's my liberty. That's my right. Shame on you. You're not acting with responsibility. Liberty without responsibility invokes tyranny. And that's what you're going to get. Because when the martial law comes to your town, it's because of people like you who did not act with responsibility. And we need to bring back the mindset of a national effort, a national dedication to a common purpose to defeat a common enemy, which is right now the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus and communist China, by the way, which spawned this thing. We need to defeat communism too. Why can't we say we're all going to have to sacrifice something here, a little bit of our personal walking around time? We're going to have to hunker down. We're going to have to take a hit in our personal incomes. Surely you have some money set aside for a rainy day. Surely you do, because that's what adults do. Now, five-year-olds don't have any savings. Five-year-olds spend every last dime in a bubblegum machine or whatever. Surely you're not a five-year-old. Surely you have an adult concept of the future and planning for the future. And so we have to be willing to sacrifice on a national level in order to stop this virus. Stop the virus, break the cycle of replication, get this country back on track, see an economic recovery, have fair and free elections in November, restore the freedoms and liberties that we temporarily restrain ourselves from exercising because we act like adults instead of children. But in order to get there, we're going to have to follow the suggestions of the president, which, you know, early on, I was very critical of President Trump. He wasn't, in my opinion, acting quickly enough. Well, that has changed. And he is now acting very, very aggressively or in a determined way, but also balanced with state powers. He's letting the states decide who declares an emergency. He's not done, so far, hasn't done a national lockdown. Maybe he will, but personally, it doesn't even look necessary because this is a regional thing. So let the state governors decide, even let the mayors of the major cities decide what is appropriate there. But then offer, as Trump is doing, offer military assistance to set up hospitals and triage centers and drive-through testing, you know, diagnostic testing operations, and aid the country in food deliveries and making sure the lights stay on, provide security to the power plants. you know, and protect the food truck deliveries to the grocery store. And I trust that Trump has the best interests of America at heart. Trump is not trying to become a dictator. Trump is not trying to take away your right to play Xbox. Trump couldn't care less about the pathetic lives of most Americans who are really only depressed right now because there are no sports on TV when they're stuck at home in quarantine. It's like, talk about a pathetic life. Unreal. But Trump doesn't want to run your life. Trump has no interest in your life. Trump wants to get America back on its feet, but he needs your help to do that. And if people keep running around acting like idiots and saying, oh, this whole thing is a hoax, it's not even real, there's no virus, it's all a giant global false flag staged event involving 100 plus countries, and they faked 11,000 deaths, and all the bodies in Italy are mannequins or whatever they say, that's insane. You disqualify yourself from being a publisher in independent media or any media if you talk like that. You disqualify yourself. You embarrass yourself. You mock yourself. To think that this is a global hoax, that there are no dead bodies, that there are no infections, to think that China shut down its economy as part of some elaborate, what? It's like, you think people walk up to you and they want to trick you, so they start stabbing themselves in the chest. Ha ha, I'm killing myself. Isn't that funny? I got you. Aha, fooled you. That's what China did? That's what you think? That China shut down its economy to trick who? To trick Trump? No, that did not happen. And anyone who thinks that happened is mentally ill. Anyone who thinks that Italy is faking these deaths is mentally ill. If you think the UK is faking the deaths, you're mentally ill, okay? You have no business publishing, writing, speaking ever again. You disqualify yourself by your own insanity. This is not a faked global event. This is real suffering, real deaths, real economic repercussions. This is a real and serious threat to human civilization and our way of life. This is a threat to America. This is a threat to the Trump presidency. This is a threat to the sustainability of human civilization as we recognize it today. This is not a hoax, and this is not a joke. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.